Welcome back to the Extension Experience Podcast. I'm Dana Zook.
And Josh Bichong.
We are here today with the entire Northwest Area Specialist team. So you may know as a listener that we've been short an ag economist for several years. It's been a long time.
Been a minute.
Yeah. Josh is back with us today, but we are excited to announce that we have a new member of our team, Alberto Amador. Welcome, Alberto.
Thanks, Anna. Hello, everybody.
Alberto has stepped into the role as the West Area Ag Economist, and we are very excited to have him. Alberto, I know you've done several presentations introducing yourself. It's got a lot of academics in it, and it's very formal, and that's not what this is going to be. So we're going to take a little different spin. Personally, I like to hear about people's backgrounds and where they're from and what got them here. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to just do a fun list of 20 questions, as they say. So why don't you start out, Alberto, and tell us a little bit about your agriculture roots and where you're from.
Sure. I'm from Mexico. I'm an agronomist, and I am the third generation on my farm. My farm is in Puebla, Mexico. And originally, my grandpa produced a pulque, that is a pre-Hispanic beverage, and produced garlic, corn, and cattle. But throughout the time, we adapt to the market conditions, and we breeding a feeding lamb and produce grains, basically corn and oats.
Okay. So what, tell us that beverage again. Tell me what that is.
Okay, the name is pulque. It comes from the agave.
Oh, the agave plant.
Yeah, is the agave plant, but it's not the same that the tequila.
Oh.
There is another one. And you collect it like the maple syrup, but if you ferment it, the name of the liquid inside is aguamiel.
Okay.
And if it's fermented, you get alcohol. The name is pulque.
Okay.
And the Aztecs and Mayans drank it.
Okay. Is it popular?
It was really popular, but because it's a fermented beverage, it's difficult to conserve it, and it sometimes doesn't smell good.
Oh, okay.
After a time, yeah.
After a period of time. So you have to, it has a limited shelf life.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And also, it's hard to compete with beer.
What is it like in the area, in Puebla, where you're from? Tell us about it, because the listeners probably don't know.
Well, it's in the center of Mexico, and the temperature is between 40s and 70s. And in my hometown, the agricultural production is a lot of apple trees, corn, like in whole Mexico, basically, berries, especially blueberry, coffee, and many sheep. A lot of sheep.
Oklahoma used to have a lot of sheep back in the day till transitioned to cattle, but I know, talking with you before, you also have pretty good history with rodeo horses.
Well, I practice like the Mexican rodeo. Yeah. They name charrería. And it is like 9 performance. And I used to practice 3 of them.
Oh, yeah?
That my favorite is to be in a normal horse, jump to a wild horse.
Really?
And you have like 2 chances to do it.
How often were you successful?
Like 50-50, I think.
Okay.
I was good in that.
That sounds crazy. Okay. I didn't know that. Josh, you figured that out. So you said 40 to 70, is that degrees Celsius or is that Fahrenheit?
No, Fahrenheit. But on my farm, it could be like in the 30s too, because it's really high.
Okay, so mountainous.
Yeah, I mean, Zacatlán is surrounded of hills.
Okay, cool. So you have an experience in government in Mexico. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have worked in the 3 different levels. I worked in the government in my hometown, in the extension department, consulting the agronomy field and the financial to the producers. Then I work in the federal government as budget analyst in the Congress. And in the state of Tlaxcala, I work in the Secretary of Agriculture too.
Well, you also owned a restaurant that was supplied by your farming operation.
Yes, I try to complete the cycle and add value to my lambs. So I open a restaurant of barbacoa that is a traditional Mexican dish based on lamb. And with the restaurant, I start to see real profits, adding the value to the lamb.
So it's kind of like here, people retaining ownership of cattle through the feed yard and then selling direct to the packer. So that's kind of a similar thing. You were retaining ownership all the way through until the restaurant. So, and barbacoa, we talked about this the other day. That is your favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite kind of tacos.
I'll have to try that. Though we don't have many lamb options at the taco trucks around here, but that looked really good. So, Alberto, what brought you to Oklahoma?
I had the opportunity to start a master in Mexico because I got a scholarship. And my university in Mexico is UPAEP, and UPAEP has an agreement with OSU. So my director offered me to do the dual degree at OSU in the MBA. So I accept, and I'm really happy to take that decision.
So you finished your MBA last summer?
Yeah, in August.
Okay. You finished your MBA, and then you worked on the agronomy farm for several months as you were applying for and looking for a job.
Yes. I started working on the farm like in June, I think.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So what do you feel like? I mean, I can't imagine getting an MBA. I have a hard time with just basic budgets. But what do you feel like the MBA brings to your job now as an area economist?
Well, the MBA is a complete program, and you see like holistic topics, for example, accounting, finance, econ, and multiple ways or strategies to approach to the stakeholders or your co-workers. And I learned how to manage different situations, especially like human situations. Additionally, almost in all the classes, we analyze cases. And for me, it's like a training to advise and consult people and business.
Definitely quite an accomplishment to have done that. And so you stayed, you decided to stay in Oklahoma. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
Well, since I arrived to Oklahoma, OSU community made me feel at home. And I don't know, I want to give back a little bit that OSU has given me. And I don't know, I think that extension is a good way to help people. And I want to build a career here now.
That's very cool. We're glad to have you. So what are you wanting to bring to your job and address as the area economist? I know you're very new to the job, kind of new to the area. What are some things that you really like to do or looking forward to working on?
Well, for now, I want to, of course, help the farmers, the producers, and find an area to research, and that research triggered like an economic development in the region. In my Mexican thesis that was applied economics, I made a research about the food production, the correlation of food production and multidimensionality poverty. And I had the opportunity to collaborate with my director with this research. And now the research is going to be published in a journal, and he shows to the government in Puebla. So I'm going to try to do something like that here too.
So before coming up to Oklahoma, did you make any trips to the U.S. before that commitment to come up here for MBA, or was coming up to OSU your first experience in the U.S.?
No, when I was a kid, I went to Boston. I don't know why. I went with my father. He had a friend who lived in Boston, and my sister went to a course in the university there. And I have family in Texas.
Okay.
So I have gone to visit them a couple of times.
Well, I can't say that I know what it's like to come to a new place, but I did travel two states away from my home and come. But I know it's such a big, it is quite a big undertaking to come to school in a different place, but also to stay. And you've already done a little bit of work in some economic development areas since taking on the job. You've looked at startup daycare costs in some rural communities. And so the rural development part, I think, is really going to be valuable because the West District is such a rural area of Oklahoma.
Yeah, lots of diversity. Obviously, our staple is wheat for many reasons, but we got everything from specialty crops, peppers to peaches to cherries to everything else. But it's going to be interesting to see what we can do together over the next coming years. So
yeah, maybe we'll do some lamb budgets. The small ruminant thing is really taken off.
Still know a few producers that got some.
So. Yeah, I do too.
I believe NOC here has a pretty good
program. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So there's opportunities there.
Yeah. Also, the lamb meat is my favorite. So
yeah, well, maybe we should have like a cooking thing.
Where's your best taco you found in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Where?
Oh.
What town? Because you traveled a lot with agronomy.
Yeah. And they love the Mexican food.
Yeah.
But I went to a place that name is El Chilango in OKC.
Okay.
And the tacos al pastor.
Okay.
Are really good there.
So for now,
they are my favorite.
So far.
OKC.
But yes. You're trying it as we go.
Yeah.
I didn't take him to a Mexican place the other day in Clinton, but it's going to be our new thing. We're going to try to do that. So
deal.
Well, Alberto, thanks for letting us introduce you to our audience. So listeners, you'll hear a lot more from Alberto in the coming episodes. We'll be highlighting some ag economics and agronomy topics in the next couple months. So stay tuned. Thank you all for joining us and have a wonderful week.